This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The United States and Israel launched coordinated attacks in Iran today, sharply escalating tensions in West Asia and prompting widespread retaliation across the region. Iranian state media reported at least 201 dead and more than 700 injured. Iran retaliated with missile and drone strikes on Israel and U.S. military bases in the Middle East, with exchanges of the fire continuing. Explosions were reported in multiple Iranian cities, including Tehran, near the offices of the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Israel's Defense Minister Israel Katz declared a state of emergency across Israel, with sirens sounding nationwide. Around 35 Iranian missiles were launched at Israel, some intercepted by air defenses, and one person was lightly injured. U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed in a video message that Washington had begun a military campaign in Iran. He said the U.S. military is undertaking a massive and ongoing operation to prevent the Iranian regime from threatening America and its core national security interests. About hours after the attacks began, the U.S. military reported no U.S. casualties and minimal damage at U.S. bases despite hundreds of Iranian missile and drone attacks. It said targets in Iran included Revolutionary Guard command facilities, air defense capabilities, missile and drone launch sites, and military airfields. Iran's Revolutionary Guards confirmed missile and drone strikes on Israel and U.S. bases, describing the attacks as a response to aggression against its sovereignty. Explosions were reported in Abu Dhabi, Bahrain, and Kuwait. Bahrain said U.S. Navy's 5th Fleet headquarters in Manama was targeted. Qatar reported intercepting missiles with its Patriot defense system. The UAE, Qatar, and Kuwait have closed their airspace and Dubai Airport has suspended flights. Iraq has also closed its airspace. Qatar and Kuwait have condemned Iranian attacks and reserved the right to defend themselves. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has discussed the evolving situation in the Gulf with the UAE Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said India is concerned with the escalating situation. He appreciated his UAE counterpart's commitment to the welfare of the Indian community. The External Affairs Minister called Qatar Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani last evening. He was apprised of the situation in Qatar. Dr. Jaishankar said he values his assurance on the well-being of the Indian community. Dr. Jaishankar exchanged views with the Foreign Minister of Bahrain, Dr. Abdul Latif bin Rashid Al Thani, on the turn of events in the region. He added that he was assured that Bahrain government would take all measures to keep the Indian community safe. The External Affairs Minister also spoke with his Kuwait counterpart, Sheikh Jarrah Jaber Al Ahmad Al Sabah, and was briefed on the latest situation in Kuwait. He said he valued the Kuwait Foreign Minister's reassurance of the welfare of the Indian community. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is on a two-day visit to Tamil Nadu, will be leaving for Puducherry this morning. Along with dedicating various development projects worth 2,700 crore rupees in Puducherry, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Chennai-Egmore 4th Line, a rail line that will enhance the operational efficiency in the Chennai suburban rail network. He will then travel to Madurai to dedicate completed projects and lay the foundation stone for the new infrastructure projects worth 4,400 crore rupees. In view of the current situation in the West Asia, Air India has cancelled all flights to destinations in the region until 11:59 p.m. today. For further information, passengers can contact the call centre at 911-1169-32933 and 911-1169-32999 or can visit its website. Passengers are advised to check with the airline for rebooking options and further details. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Pakistan have been knocked out despite a 5-run win over Sri Lanka in their Super 8s Group 2 match at Palakkad. Put into first, Pakistan posted 212 for 8 in 20 overs. In reply, Sri Lanka fought hard but finished at 207 for 6 in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.